And next up on the teleconference is Iowa head coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes are the number 2 seed and have earned a double bye in this year's Big Ten tournament before they face either 7th-seeded Minnesota or 10th-seeded Indiana in a quarterfinal game on Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, thanks for joining us. Can you please make some quick opening remarks, and then we'll take some questions from the media.
Well, I just think it's going to be a great Big Ten women's basketball tournament this weekend. I don't think anybody's going to want to miss any of these games because these are all tremendous programs, and everybody's just playing at an extremely high level right now. I think it could be anybody's game at the end of this, anybody's title to win, and that's exactly how you want it to be. So just proud of the conference and how we've done as a whole this year, representing the Big Ten, and looking forward to a lot of teams going to postseason after this to play a long time.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media at this time.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star 1. Your first question is from Jeff Linder, Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach. You talked briefly after the game last night about, you'd like another shot at Indiana. I assume there's a little bit of redemption out there both ways. Minnesota knocked you out last year in the quarters in Indiana, kind of cost you a shot at a share of the title this year. Just your thoughts on playing either or both of those teams.
Yeah, I mean, the Indiana game is more recent. Minnesota just seems like a long time ago. It's funny. It just seems like it was just a long, long time ago. But I think both teams are playing very, very well. I think we have a tough row of this. I mean, I think Minnesota, Kenesha Bell, I think, is one of the top players in the conference, certainly one of the best seniors. And Indiana, we just saw what they're capable of doing, and they just really just destroyed Purdue yesterday. So Indiana playing at a very high level. So I think either one of these teams that we have, we're going to have our hands full with either one of them.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question is from Howard Mechtel, High Post Hoops.
Hi, Coach. There's a lot of conversation, obviously, about Megan Gustafson's ability to score the basketball. But when you look at what she can be at the next level, I'm wondering what you think is sometimes lost in terms of ancillary skills that are going to translate well at the WNBA level.
I think, I've never coached in the WNBA, so I don't really, I'm not an expert by any means. I know that there's a lot of people that are very excited about her future at the next level. I certainly can't wait to see how it all plays out. I think that she will do very well on the next level, both overseas and at the WNBA. I think that, she runs the floor so well. She has range, and sometimes we haven't displayed that range because we haven't had to, but it's there, and people will discover that soon. You're never going to find a better teammate, a harder worker, somebody that I think will be in addition to any basketball team. So I think she'll do a great job at the next level.
Thanks, Coach.
And your next question is from Christy Winner-Scott with BTN.
Hey there, Coach. With the matchup either against Minnesota or Indiana, you were saying that you would have your hands full with either one of those teams, but they'll have their hands full too, and that speaks to the parity and the balance of the conference this season. But what things do you need to consistently do well in this tournament to come out on top?
I think this time of year, it's really about limiting your mistakes and not making, careless turnovers, valuing the ball, knowing personnel. To me, those are just like you have to limit mistakes. And then on the offense, it's who's shooting the ball, right? Like, who's putting the ball in the hole at this level, at this time of the year? And to me, I mean, it may sound really simple, but I really do think sometimes we – overthink things, and it really is a simple game, and it really is who's shooting the ball well right now.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis next week.
Thank you.